10 onwards, you know, that whole part. So we all know the part about the devil wants to come and steal, kill, and destroy, all those things, but that is not what I'm going to, that's not what I feel I need to minister on this morning. Let me just read you another quote here from a Bible dictionary regarding the presence of God. It says, "The presence of God is one of the most significant themes in the Bible. At the very heart of worshiping God and having a relationship with Him is experiencing His presence." Now, I'm not going to give you the whole story, but it's a very interesting thing. If you just go and research it, Scripture starts where in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve in God's presence, things go wrong. They lose God's presence in a sense. Then in Genesis, God reveals Himself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In Exodus, there at the mountain, the Israelites experience God's presence very powerfully. It goes on. And then, let me just check, later on in, I think it is in, almost always forget that scripture, it's in Ezekiel, just had to check that, Ezekiel 8 verse 10, you see, then actually because of being disobedient and really messing up, you know, God's presence actually leaves the temple. And that's a very sad moment. And then we see almost at the back of the Old Testament, we see that God said He's going to restore that. You know, by Joel, the prophet, Ezekiel, he says, He's going to come and he's gonna dwell with us again. And then in the New Testament, when Jesus walks into the temple, if you go and read the Gospels, you'll see it's the first time in about 600 years that God's presence, or Jesus was man and He was God at the same time, that's in the temple again. You know, and then we see the ministry of Jesus in Acts. We see the Holy Spirit falling on many of Jesus' followers. You know the rest of the story. And then we've got a very powerful promise, something I believe all of us can look forward to. Yeah, right at the end, and it's in a sense like a full circle. In Revelation 21, verse 3. "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people, and God Himself will be with them as their God.'" And this is in the context where we see about the new earth, the new heaven, something we can look forward to, okay? Something really exciting. Now, for us this morning, Friday morning, something happened. And you know, I was like that. I was like that when I was a lot younger. I lived in the natural. I didn't really saw angels or demons or didn't know about all those stuff. And I prayed and had a relationship with God, but it wasn't like I understood the whole spiritual realm. Now, Scripture says we're body, soul, and spirit, okay? And as we're going to worship this morning, I remember about 11 years ago when I came to Shofar for the first time, and, you know, I started to experience worship in a different sense. If you're wearing a suit and a tie, no one like that this morning. There's nothing wrong with that. I went to church always like that. And it's a bit awkward to jump then and to sing and be. The Scripture says David, you know, he made a joyful shout to the Lord and he danced there. You know, so many times I came to church, and then I got excited. I got excited when I enjoyed the music. But that was on an emotional level. That was like when you hear good music, okay? Most of you guys, or a lot of you, will remember songs like, I remember when I was end of high school, I think it was that stage, Bryan Adams had a song like Summer of 69. Who remember that song? Okay? No, you can't be all that young. There's a lot of older people. But I remember when that song played, it's like, it starts there, and it's full of action, and it's really a nice song, and in a sense, uplifting. But that's in the flesh. It's on an emotional level. And I remember I had to learn to sense the presence of God in worship as well. Not just to feel, wow, the worship is cool when they play music I like, or the type of music. You know, you're with me this morning. I believe there's a difference between the two. And then also another scripture that I just really felt in my heart for us this morning. Let me go back to Friday morning. Friday morning, something happened, and you know, I just, through one or two things happening, that Jezebel spirit, that spirit of intimidation, just came for me so strongly. In a sense that I almost felt like overwhelmed. Now, it's just interesting that two people I spoke to this morning experienced exactly the same thing in the past week. So, I don't know. But I tried to fight this, and I prayed, and I this and that. And I think one of the mistakes I made is I didn't say totally to any one of you. I tried to fight this thing on my own. That was stupid. We're not supposed to. And I remember when we were at the pastor summit, Pastor Fred May, our senior pastor of our Shofar movement, he shared that morning with the pastors. He had a dream. And I remember in the dream, he explained, he said he woke up, and then in his room, there was like an intruder, you know, and he stood up because he wanted to chase this guy away, obviously. And he saw there was like this cricket bat or baseball bat, and he thought like, cool, I'm going to whack this guy. That was his exact words, by the way. And then he came, and when he wanted to hit the guy, you know, the guy took his arm and he held it. And then Pastor Fred just sensed that, you know, whatever that was is so much stronger than him. You know, and the point was, it was just this whole thing about not, you know, standing on your own, not fighting this thing together. And I sent you a mail, some of you guys, about that spirit of Leviathan and all that stuff. And, you know, there's definitely a lot of stuff happening around us. But I remember Friday morning trying to overcome. I think my heartbeat doubled, and I just felt this, because of something that happened, this thing that really wants to intimidate me now and really wants to bully me in a sense. And I should have sent a message to some of my cell leaders and elders and not to try and fight it on my own. And if you think today, yeah, but you're a pastor, you should be able to. Pastor Fred also says you need all of us to fight together. It's not an I thing, it's a we thing. That's why when we worship, we don't say, God bless me and I, it's all the time. It's a we thing, it's a church thing, it's a body thing. But the scripture I really felt that God gave me that morning, and I think my 15 minutes is almost up, Reinald, is 1 Samuel 16, verse 23. And whenever the harmful spirit of God was upon Saul, David took the lyre and played it with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the harmful spirit departed from him. Now, you might think, now, why is God allowing a harmful spirit? It's probably because the Holy Spirit departed from Saul, and he did a lot of things wrong, and it's not a bad spirit God had. He just allowed, like with Job, to attack him. But the bottom line is when David came and he played the music, you know, Saul relaxed. There became an ease, and that harmful spirit left. And that's what I really experienced over the past few days. As I started off with saying, when we were at the conference, there was a guy, Jason Upton. I don't know how many of you have listened to his music. How many listen to Jason Upton? Quite a few of you. And I actually never before listened to his music, and he had a teaching or two there, and he ministered as well. And I can tell you, this is probably the best moment of my year this year. Just listening, his music is very prophetic. They say he's very prophetic music, but he's got a heart of a pastor. That's why I love him. You know, just like that Sunday evening, the last session, you know, he just ministered and he shared that morning. And I remember that evening, I just felt so much peace about being in his presence, or the presence of God there that morning. And as I said, I really sense we've got a lot of confirmation from our people in church this morning that we're going to worship like that this morning. And that's where I really feel I'm going to start to end this morning. I really sense that I'm going to stand back and be quiet in a minute or two, and then I really want us, I'm going to play you that song, and the worship team is going to come up, and then we're just going to have like free worship this morning. And then I really want you to reboot your mind if necessary. I had that problem for a long time when I was a younger Christian. You know, we worshiped, and I liked the first song because it's usually a bit faster, and the second one, and here by the third song, you know, I tend to start drifting, thinking about the test I need to write, or, you know, normal things of life. And that's wrong, you know. We need to focus on God, who God is, what God created, what he did for us. Don't try and think like, oh, I'm standing now 20 minutes. Why is it taking so long? So beforehand, I'm going to say, we're going to play the song. The worship team is going to come up. We're going to minister. And then if you need to go later in the morning, maybe we end at 2 o'clock, I don't know. Maybe we end in 10 minutes time, I really don't know. But then feel free to go, leave quietly. But I trust that we're going to minister this morning, we're going to prophesy this morning, that we're going to pray for each other. That some of you that's at that dry place where those vultures come and they just steal. They steal that God encounter, that Jesus encounter, that time in God's presence, you know. because you don't have quiet time on Monday, and Tuesday you don't, and then Wednesday you rush it, and then here by the end of the week, you really become irritated, and you feel maybe you haven't heard God's voice the past week or the last 6 months even. I've been in ministry now for a few years, and I think one of the biggest challenges is people battling to hear God's voice. This morning, I trust I'm going to stand here, and as I said, I'm not going to say exactly what's going to happen. There's a lot of open space there at the back. There's flags, so please feel free. I really believe the song I want to play with you is going to minister to your heart, and then afterwards, as the worship team comes up, we're just going to spend time in God's presence this morning. Amen. Father, we just want to say this morning, Lord God, that we love to be in your house this morning, that we love to be in your presence, Lord God. Father, thank you that we can say this morning that we are sons and daughters of the living God. Father, that you know us by our name, that we aren't just numbers to you, Lord God. Father, thank you that we live in a time in history, Lord God, where you speak to us, that you speak to your church, Lord God, and that you speak to us individually, Lord God. Father, I pray this morning, Lord, that as David ministered through music to King Saul, and just a peacefulness came over him, Father, that you will give us, that you will speak into our lives. Holy Spirit, that you will come and that you will minister to us. Father, that we will have expectation in our hearts right now, that we won't think like, oh, I have to stand for 30 minutes or something like that, Lord. Father, we give over, we bow our knees this morning. We just want to stand back and say, Lord, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come, Father. And thank you for that excitement and so much confirmation, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.